Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed, most of us know what it is like to be lost. I remember being lost once as a child. I was attending a family reunion and walked to a park with some distant cousins. They wanted to stay and watch a softball game, but I wanted to go back to the reunion, so I headed back on my own. I made a wrong turn and soon was in an unfamiliar neighborhood. I was so panicked that when I stopped for directions, I couldn't think of the name of the relative that was hosting the reunion or the name of the street they lived on. Eventually, the boys I had been with went back to the reunion, and when I wasn't with them, some other relatives came and found me. I was just a couple blocks away from where I should have been. It is easy to get lost if we're in an unfamiliar city or driving on unfamiliar roads. When we're lost, how do we find our way back to the right path or to our destination? If we're driving, we may have to pull over and Google directions. If we're over 50, we might take out a map. Or we might stop at a gas station or at somebody's house to ask for directions. In our text, we see some people who knew they were lost. They are called sinners. The Greek word means that they missed the mark. They strayed from the path of obedience to God's law. This term sinners was what the self-righteous called those living in open sin, such as tax collectors, adulterers, and robbers. Tax collectors had a bad reputation for extorting the people, collecting more than the government was owed to line their own pockets. Such sinners were not the type of people that others wanted to be seen with, let alone invite over for dinner. Our text tells us that these lost souls were not too proud to ask for directions. They drew near to Christ to hear him. They indeed went to the right person when they were lost, for Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father. Jesus welcomed the sinners and ate with them. To eat with someone was a sign of friendship and closeness and acceptance. Jesus' actions did not escape the notice of the self-righteous Pharisees who complained, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Jesus knew what the disapproving Pharisees and scribes were saying about him, so he told them some parables about finding the lost to put them in their place and to illustrate his grace. Jesus welcomes sinners. He seeks them, he carries them, and he brings them home. First, he seeks them. God created the first human beings, Adam and Eve, to be sheep of his pasture, knowing his voice and following only him. But man did not stay in the state of holiness and innocence. The devil, like a wolf, tore the sheep from the fold. Since Adam's fall, each of us is born with a sinful nature. Each of us has gone astray like a lost and lonely sheep. Once a sheep is separated from the flock, it can no longer find the right way back. It is liable to be devoured by the hungry wolf. So also we could do nothing by our own power to remedy our situation. Hopelessly lost, we were bound for eternal fire and condemnation. How will the lost sheep be found? In the parable, we see that the good shepherd seeks us. Jesus asks, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? God's Son, Jesus, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, came into the wilderness of this world and sought us. A shepherd searching for his lost sheep, walked through briars and thorns, often going without food and drink until he finds his lost sheep. So Christ, in his suffering, wore a crown of thorns and cried out, I thirst. A man who owns 100 sheep could easily afford to lose just one, yet Christ's motive was not his own personal gain or loss. Instead, in order to restore his wandering sheep, he bore our sins in his body on the cross. Jesus, the good shepherd, gives his life for the sheep. In his gracious, untiring love, Jesus wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty in the muck and filth to seek the lost. He didn't hesitate to associate with the undesirable dregs of society, the outcasts and the misfits, in order to save sinners. What a contrast between the self-righteous Pharisees treating others with ill will and contempt and the searching love of Jesus. As Jesus says in John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus welcomes sinners. He seeks them. And when Christ, the good shepherd, has found a sheep, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. He lays hold of it and puts it on his shoulders and carries it himself the whole way through the wilderness. And so the sheep can lie in peace and safety upon the shoulders of the good shepherd, safe from all danger and destruction. Jesus welcomes sinners. He carries them. Why do we need to be carried? A sheep cannot keep itself from going astray. When a sheep goes astray, it cannot find the right way again or come to its shepherd. Instead, the shepherd must go after it and seek it. And when he finds it, he holds and carries it on his shoulders. We are not able to withstand the temptations of the devil unless Christ himself carries us and calls us to himself by his word. Through his word, Jesus carries us as long as we live, so that we do not look to our own lives, how good and strong we are, but only rest on his shoulders. Not only does Jesus welcome every sinner who seeks him in faith, but he also enters into the most intimate communion with his believers. He does not merely eat with us, but he gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus welcomes sinners. He lovingly seeks the lost. He carries them gently and with joy. And thirdly, he brings them home. In the parable, when the shepherd found his lost sheep, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Bringing a lost sheep home is a cause for rejoicing. As Jesus explains, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Normally, we associate repentance with sadness, since it includes sorrow over sin. But repentance also includes faith, turning to God, trusting in Him to forgive us for Jesus' sake. And this brings joy even to the angels in heaven. This parable teaches us like the lost sheep, we could not find our way home. For this very purpose, Jesus came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. How comforting this gospel is to us sinners. For Jesus, our good shepherd, seeks and carries no sheep except that which is lost and knows no refuge or hope of its own. Jesus welcomes sinners. He seeks them, he carries them, he brings them home. God grant each of us a spirit of repentance and faith, which looks to Christ and his word in every time of trial, fear, and need. For Jesus promises, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." Amen.